Christ Radio.
Believe it.
That's right. This is Arbor Retired Voice Radio, and you really need to believe it. You know, it's been a while since we've been doing a lot of community work using social media applications. We have been taking things on the streaming portfolio of information quite seriously. And we were having a lot of fun, and we are still having a lot of fun. Now, I want to talk tonight about streaming for community empowerment and development. Many people have asked me why do we stream or broadcast, podcast, and all of these different deliverables. And many times people have asked me if I have a podcast or if I broadcast or how do I do it and why do I do it. And I think the most important question goes back to the beginning of why I do it. A little while ago, we had an issue with creating a model to distribute to our market space, our niche market, our buyers, if you will. And when I was in New York City, I recognized that we had just come upon a situation where 9/11 became a very volatile moment in America's history, but also a very volatile moment inside of my history, and living there and working there. And I was very pleased to be a part of the unified court system back then. And I was also part of Carib Voice newspaper with Anand Boodrum. And we were always volunteers inside of community, a very serious desire to see change happen. Right after 9/11, I decided that I believe that the e-commerce model and the value of online media would progress more stringently and more faster than anything else that had happened. And so I did my first podcast. Back then, a lot of people were not doing podcasts, and people were confused as to why I was doing what I'm doing. And I think right now, as I look back, and I'm giving you this history a little bit because I think it's important to understand our why. Now, getting information to our people in the Caribbean became a very important aspect of that to continue the vision behind what Carib Voice newspaper did as a nonprofit organization in New York City. And I'm pleased that we were able to take that time when the newspaper was a physical entity that you can go out and meet people and really get a sense of what is going on in your community. I also leveraged it against going to college, because back then I was attending the Metropolitan College of New York, and I did it because I wanted to have a degree so that I could get more respect from people for my thought process and my ideas. That didn't quite work out well in terms of that. But being able to utilize online medium opened up a whole new level of understanding of cultures locally and internationally. And one of the most important features of that opportunity gave me a sense that I needed to promote my people and their music in terms of the young people who were coming up and wanting to have something heard about their music, because I felt that it was a very important part of what their culture was all about. If you ever go to an event, not even church, you can't go to without music being there. So I think it's part of the wider scope of delivering a message with an energy, and not just an energy, but also a cultural event that takes place where enthusiasm can come into the room. So I always looked at that as an opportunity to build on community empowerment. And empowerment and community went really well with what I was studying in college, because I decided that I'm going to take a bachelor's in human service. And someone said, well, Arbor, you like business a lot. Why aren't you taking a course in business? And I said, human capital is all about business of living. And because they're looking to trade hours for dollars to try to help themselves earn to take care of their family, I want to know more about people in a professional manner in terms of the psychology, the philosophy, and the problem assessment that we're looking to solve. So I went off to college, right? And as I was in college, I was kind of testing this whole idea. And as I tested it, it became a very valuable asset in terms of what media looked like for Carboys newspaper. So I had the opportunity to travel and learn more about different islands, different cultures, different media houses, and what they were doing, how they were doing, what they were doing. And today, as I reflect back, I want to say that what I thought then is now the application now for a lot of people. Back then, I went home and I said, you know, I want to share something with you guys, what I learned and how I can help. Of course, I got knocked down. The first person I went to share what I was doing was a cousin of mine. And I met him and I told him, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And he said, well, if the local radio station is not doing what you're doing, then it can't be real. So I got knocked down again. Then I took the opportunity to say, you know what? It looks like this is going to be a beatdown opportunity, but I'm going to have to ignore it because I see what I see. I know what I know. And I decided to continue. And as I continued, I realized that people were streaming and continue streaming. So I was very pleased that I linked up with some folks who were listening to my first podcast. I didn't know anyone was listening. And I always believed in the power of one. And that begins with me. And then the person who listened and said, Aubrey, let's see if we can help you get this going. That became the power of two. And then, of course, the magic of multiplication allows it to become even more fervent and even more valuable. So as we began and continued, we came up against different aspects of what was right, what was wrong, what worked, what didn't work in terms of streaming media. And we learned a lot from different people around the world because it began to be caught on by folks and so on. And I learned things about Africa that I didn't even know happened because people in Africa began listening. And so there are many beautiful stories that I can tell you, but I want to focus tonight as I tell you some of those stories. I want you to understand that my focus is community empowerment and development. Always have been. And always perhaps will be. But the problem with empowering people is that sometimes you come up against people where you're sharing information and they want to get on your caravan. But they don't want to get on caravan for the right reason. And some of you are experiencing that now because I've been watching posts for quite some time now. And a lot of the bad behavior, poor behavior rather, that many of you are complaining about are many of the events that took place in my own space. So I understand that as a value. But I will say something to you. I did more than just stream. I used it and discovered protocols that mattered while I was doing it. So the 10 steps that I do in my workshop, Elevate Entrepreneur, is a part of the whole broadcast media streaming event horizon. Because right now people need to know, how can I get my message out? How do I qualify that message? And how does streaming work and how can it help me? And a lot of people took the time to study how streaming works for the mechanical part. The customer development part was always a difficulty for many, still is. It's also a difficulty for me because the buyer keeps changing their persona. But I discovered some of the things that they want. And I decided, let me focus in on those aspects because those aspects respectfully represent sustainable value. And that is important. Now, the beauty of sharing the music with the artists and getting their permission to do it, I interviewed some of them. And I really like the flavor of the value that they bring to streaming media for community environment and community renewal and community empowerment and development. And the conversations have become even more critical and more valuable because they've moved from audio to an integrated feature for video. And you can't make that stuff up. You just got to watch it. You have to see. That's why you're able to deliver. But the most important thing I also learned was the value of niche market and those people who are loyal to your program and delivering your knowledge base. Now, back then I was telling people, and even now, and actually it has started, I said that you need to learn how to use different applications, because it's not what you know that matters, is what people is doing with what you know. And don't leave anyone behind as you're developing streaming protocols for yourself. It is very vital that you understand that the combination of old school and new school is a very important part of streaming. Now, let's say you're on the air and you're broadcasting, and you see one person on your show by digital association. That one person can turn out to be a listener group. So you could actually have 50, 100 people or more listening to you online as you're speaking and as you are sharing. There's an important thing for you to understand. The most important thing that I found that we have to try to understand is what value are you delivering and what is your anticipated outcome from that value that you deliver. And that's part of what I teach. Qualifying your niche market. What happened that was very profound for me as I continued doing broadcasting, and I stepped away from it for quite some time, because it's not an easy thing to do. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes money, it takes commitment, it takes consistency. Because once you begin to build a niche, which becomes your village, they then become and tell others, listen, log on and watch, log on and listen, download, share. So now you're building a committed relationship with your listener, your buyer, your practitioner. And they use you as a model for what they want to do. One of the good things that I remember is that when we started doing the newspaper existed before I was even involved. But again, on social media, I looked up and I said, this Car Voice newspaper, what is that about? And then I decided I'm going to investigate who this person is, what it is that he's doing, and how can I learn, and also how can I see how this affects my community of Caribbean people globally and locally? Because the question was asked of me, and streaming allowed me to answer a lot of the questions that I've had of why I'm in the United States. And also, who are my friends and who are my enemies and who have disturbing behavior? All those things I learned from broadcasting and streaming through that model. And so for you, the person in listening to this broadcast tonight, I want you to be able to take away a few things. Number one, there is an opportunity for you to start your own broadcast medium using a fully accredited application called ComeSeeTV. It is located locally in Dominica, but it also has global impact and generators to help you to grow your delivery medium. Streaming live, video on demand, audio on demand, secure downloads for different applications, and even have a program and also an online shopping center called iShopCaribbean.com as part of its generator. For you, built for you. And as we look at the conversations related to behaviors that segregate us, but also we have the opportunity to empower ourselves when we are looking closer at how to solve the problem as to complaining about what is wrong. So streaming helped me to solve the problem of what was wrong and how I can share from a digital platform locally that becomes an international impact player. Because that's always your goal. How can you provide information that people can take and use and become even better than you at what they do? And when they become better at what they do, give yourself a big kudos, because that means you're doing your job well. You're doing your job very professionally. And remember to keep going for consistency, because your niche market then decides, hey, I have to depend on this. And they don't know what's going on, but also don't sell yourself short. Figure out what it is that you want to achieve. Now, Carib Voice Radio and all of its implications is an aggregator for me as a speaker, because a speaker needs a platform. And when I started out in speaking, I knew that I would need streaming because it was the new future. It was the way forward. And it allowed my voice to be captured in a format that people could understand the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, and the how of what to do about solving a specific problem. They also decided that when they were listening, they were learning. And while they were learning, while I was teaching, I was also learning. And I had no problem with that, because I think as a teacher, and I've done that as an adjunct professor at the same college that invited me to speak because of what I was doing in social media constructs and empowering the community, empowering my workplace and the people around me. That was a very important feature of what that means in terms of streaming for community empowerment. And now this one is for those people who are constantly learning, those who are constantly giving. I see you. I see your book. And I've always said it. I've said it for 30 years. I don't know how this got to 30 years in terms of edutainment and training and development. But this is what I did from college to learning, to going out into the community, solving a problem. All the things that I did was voluntary, because it allowed me to learn. And sometimes you have to, excuse me, my voice is cracking up a little bit here today. But you have to volunteer into your own space for your vision. And streaming helps you to understand how to get your word out. Now, if you know that you're not a professional on everything, because right now there are a lot of people that say, I'm a professional, I know how to do this, I know how to do that. But then when the phone rings and they ask you, well, how do I do this and how do I do that? I said, but you're out there telling people you're a professional. How do you not know how to do this? That's the first thing I ask. The second thing is, let me qualify you to see if I can answer you. Because if I can't qualify you to answer you, that means we're going to have a problem. Because we're all looking to trade hours for dollars so we can feed our families. And we're living in a depressed economy where streaming services and opportunities for streaming to deliver a message to your niche market is even more profound than we first anticipated. As I look around with so many people broadcasting and streaming and podcasting, people would ask me, Aubrey, aren't you concerned that there are a lot of people doing what you do? The market is flooded with people with messages. Of course I'm not concerned. Why? Because my voice has merit that supersedes all of the people who are doing what they do. And some of those people are talking about different things than I'm talking about. And also, each person's voice delivers a similar message, but it's the energy and the flow that allows people to buy into that individual. So you can't spend time being frustrated, angry, or jealous of what someone else is doing. It just does not qualify in the market. Because if I get up and I speak on streaming for community, I have more practical approaches to that. And people will listen to me because they know me from before. And then people will tell others. Each one teach one, push one, pull one. Becomes a more profound value in terms of the conversation, how it molds itself into a more prescribed value for what you want to achieve. So no, I wouldn't quit, and I wouldn't be jealous, because it's just not in my wheelhouse. It's professional stupidity if I do that. Now let's talk a little bit more about community empowerment. So if you're saying that you want to empower a community, for example, and your model of empowering that community is using streaming services to deliver your message and then make your offer and provide a value, you have to roll all the way back to number one, why am I trying to do this? What is the problem that I see in community that needs resolution? And is it something that transpired because of a previous behavior, or is it something that transpired because it was a planned event by someone else? That's number one. So you have to now do a problem assessment. Now, my assessment was I wanted to provide information to a Caribbean community who are a very extremely strong community. They're just quiet about a lot of things. Now, in the conversation, when you're sharing that knowledge, people then gravitate towards the offer. And then you discover by asking questions, well, what do you see as the problem? How do you think we can solve this? What is needed to assist us to solve this problem? Not every problem is going to be solved by you alone, because no one does anything alone. I'm not doing what I do alone, because it's magic to have other people around you, other thinkers. That's the enthusiasm that comes into the middle of the room that I spoke about earlier. That is what is important. For you to be able to have your mastermind team, your people who are with you consistently and persistently, fixing problems, solving problems, advising you as to how to move. And then you give them the room to do what they do. In my workshop, when I'm using streaming services to do what I do, because that's what I do every single day. I deal with people locally and internationally, but because we can't travel, my voice becomes that profound statement as a speaker, trainer, author, and mentor that delivers a mix of enthusiasm, value, information that is sustainable for people to understand what the next steps are. And that is what I do using streaming for community empowerment and development. And then I step back and I look at what the people who I have trained are doing. How are they moving forward? I can't tell you how wonderful it feels for you to look up and watch someone on the air. It happened to me this week. Dawn Lavelle talking about customer service delivery. Went on for close to an hour. It was tightly done, meaningfully done. And I was excited to know that I had an opportunity to train her well enough for her to be able to deliver. And now that she is delivering and growing at supersonic speed, I am proud to be associated with her brand, because it brings sustainable value into the room. That is the dynamic that you look for when you have other people around you. I look at Lindsay George. I have not met him in person. He has met my team in Barbados. He's met people in Atlanta. He's met people in Dominica. We have not met in person since that first initial conversation. He's seen my face on a video, but we don't use video too often. But the fact that you spend time going through storms together, understanding that you're committed, that you're consistent, that builds your credibility for an affiliation where both parties can benefit. And keep in mind, the only thing that's on lockdown right now is you in terms of how you can move physically. But that does not stop you from moving the world, touching people, and doing what you do using streaming services. And the question that ComeCTV asks, I think, is one of the most profound services out there. And he's not paying me to say this. I'm saying it to you because it's a part of the empowerment process for community development. And when I was looking online, one of his affiliates and associates said, ComeCTV is not a streaming portal just for streaming. It's about community development. I knew that, but I'm glad they said it. Now I'm reiterating it. If you are at home and you're worried and tired and hurt, and not just for those who are at that point, you have to get up and volunteer into your own life, into your own space, into your own vision for streaming to help you satisfy that need of empowering yourself and the others in your community. It's all digital media that we're talking about and how we utilize the brick and mortar piece to manage the equity of growth, development, and sustainability for economic development and for socialization also. Because we are in the perfect storm. And when you're in the perfect storm, you have to look at what steps can you take to remove the storm or to manage the storm. I don't think causing harm to each other, like I've begun to read again about people hurting people, I don't see that as a value right now. I never did. But more so because everybody in the world is trying to trade hours for dollars so they can satisfy their immediate need and be able to handle all the things that need to be handled in terms of what is practical and what is necessary in terms of life, skills, and survival and development for them and their children and their children's children and the children's children's children to come. That is the vitality element that is represented here right now in this conversation. Community is valuable. Now, what's common to you and common to me? Get up and try one little thing to see how excited you can get about that one little thing. Empowerment, they told me in college and gave me a degree. Because while I was in college, I had a field focus assignment. That field focus assignment was associated to a voluntary thing that I started because I said I came to this country with 10 constructs and that I learned in Boy Scouting. And people laugh. You were a Boy Scout? Oh, this and that and the other. Let me say this to you. Go do your research and see who the leaders in America are as it relates to the term Eagle Scout. What are they doing? What are their functionalities right now? What are their functionalities historically? How are they solving problems? How are they key to everything that works right now in America? And some of the confusion, of course, because that's what systems happen when you have different people doing different things. Now, when I look at it, I think I've done a pretty good job over the years. From teaching, to training, to development. And what makes it even more special in terms of empowerment is that it's a passion of mine. When you get up in the morning and you go to work and you're going to work to live your passion, or you're taking your work association in terms of what your responsibilities are, and you're taking it and utilizing it to develop a passion for yourself and your team, the people that work with you if you're a leader, the people that work with you if you're a supervisor, that you're creating an environment that is so enthusiastic, they can't wait to get to work. And that is what streaming has done for me. This is what it's going to do for you. It's what it's doing for other people. And I'm going to begin to now do more teaching through credible webinars, summits. I have one that I'm planning on. I'll tell you more about that a little later and I'll announce it on a flyer, and I'll tell you what your investment will be and how you benefit. Now, as I close out, I want to say this. Hey, my voice cleared up. I want to say that nothing will work unless you start moving. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't need a perfect flyer. You don't need a perfect equipment. You don't need any of that. You just need to get up and get going. There are many different opportunities for you to use. For example, there is OBS, Open Broadcast System. Kind of like what we do for broadcasting. You can also use it to record. You can use it to do webinar presentations. It's unlimited what that bad boy does. If you want to record something, you have Audacity, SourceForge. Google it. download it, use it, ask questions. I'm part of a group on Facebook with that because I like to see the energy and the power and the passion with the people. Now, yes, here's the one part that's very important. People are going to be jealous of you. They're going to tell poor stories about you. You may not have the opportunity or interest to respond, but at some point you have to respond when it hits critical mass. When does it hit critical mass? If you are a professional speaker, author, trainer, coach, or something like that, and people are spreading rumors about you for any reason, it hits critical mass when it begins to impact your capacity, number one. Two things. Number one, capacity to earn and capacity to maintain a good name in your community. So get up and get going to share your knowledge, share your information. Give people the opportunity to hear from you who you are, what you want to achieve. Remember, streaming is like living. It's a constant multimedia source for receiving and presenting from you to the end user, which is the buyer, which is the person listening to you. You're listening to this broadcast tonight. You are the end user. What you receive now and what you do, what is your takeaway from this conversation, is what is important. When I do my trainings, I do the integration. Bring the brick and mortar to the broadcast. In the meanwhile, check out what is happening at CaribbeanLifeTV.com. One of the graduates of my program. But we're not going to talk about that because at some point, he and I are going to sit down on that broadcast and we're going to have a conversation about how we got started with meeting each other, what the value proposition was that allowed him to build out and continue to sustain, be mentored, and we're mentoring each other now because we are now colleagues. It's a beautiful thing. I will say this to you as my final close-up. Give it a try. Volunteer into your space. It's a beautiful thing. I know people are saying volunteerism sucks. You don't know it until you try it. I'm letting you know right now. Without volunteerism, I would have never achieved many of the things that I have achieved. And some people try to call me a big shot, but there's no such thing. And remember, there's only so much truth in the universe, and you're probably going to end up sharing your direction from how you feel on a specific matter, but it doesn't mean it has no value, and it doesn't mean that it's not going to help someone else. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. Yeah.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believe.